Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking about some roster moves that were made yesterday and getting to a preview of tomorrow's preseason finale against the Kansas City Chiefs. But yeah, but first of all, I have to apologize here right away. This episode's going to be a little bit short, probably only going to be about 20 minutes long, 25 minutes long, as opposed to the usual half hour today. I have an appointment I have to get to. Sorry. But until that time, we're going to break down some Packers football. So let's get right to it while time is short. Yesterday, the Packers had to get down to their 75-man roster limit heading into the last preseason game. So they had to make 9 roster moves yesterday. They were already at 84 players, so they had to make 9 roster moves. And among them, it was the most, the one that gathered the most attention was placing running back Duane Harris on injured reserve. He is officially done for the season. The Packers placed 4 players on injured reserve. Didn't use that, you know, designation for return with any of them. So both Brian Bulaga and Duane Harris officially done for the year as of yesterday. I guess we knew that about Brian Bulaga for a while, but the news was on Harris, and of course he had a patella tendon issue that was kind of re-aggravated during the most recent Seattle Seahawks game last week, which of course is unfortunate. Duane Harris had, you know, Mike McCarthy's been saying great things about him. They put him at top of the depth chart coming into training camp, kind of the presumed starter, even though I think a lot of other people presume Eddie Lacy to kind of be the starter, at least carry the load. And he still will, even without Duane Harris. But no doubt about it, Harris was going to be part of this offensive attack this year, going to be a big part of it, going to see plenty of playing time. And now that he's gone, the Packers kind of have to somehow pick up the pieces and figure out who's going to complement Eddie Lacy. So Duane Harris lost for the year, not eligible for that designation to return. In order to do so, they would have had to have carried Duane Harris on the 53-man roster. So we might be able to get to that a little bit later. But out for the year. It's a shame. He would have been the good complement to Eddie Lacy. Would have been Lacy's power to Harris's quickness, and I think that would have worked out great. But as it stands now, I don't know who the complement to Eddie Lacy is going to be. I think he's obviously going to be get the bulk of the work. He's going to be the starter in Green Bay. But who's going to compliment him? I would say, if I have to guess who is going to be his running mate, who's going to be the compliment, I would say the front runner is Alex Green. And I see Marcus Swanson on our live blog throwing out the question, which running back steps up to takes the number 2 job now? But by all means, please throw out your guesses to that question, because I do think it's a good one. And I see John, by the way, on the live blog saying, by the end of the season, I think it will be Jonathan Franklin. And Jose Carlos LeBron says Starks has had a pretty good camp. And these are all good points. And I tend to agree with all of them. I think perhaps by the end of the season too, Jonathan Franklin could be the number 2 back in Green Bay. I'm not willing to say that quite yet. Let's see how the season plays out, but I certainly see that as a possibility. And James Starks has had a very good training camp, with the one exception being his one carry against in the second preseason game when he fumbled and he kind of, went a little bit further down the depth chart after that. But apart from that, James Starks has looked good. I think Alex Green is kind of the default guy right now, based upon how well he played against the Seahawks last week, you saw him take that one run for, what was it, 31 yards? That really showed me the explosiveness is back with Alex Green. That, and he looked good on kickoff return too. Surprisingly well, actually. I still think Jeremy Ross should be the kickoff returner and punt returner too. But I was pleasantly surprised by Alex Green. We didn't see that explosiveness from Alex Green last year. He was dealing with, you know, coming back from that ACL injury. He just didn't look fast, always looked hesitant. And I think it wasn't him, you know, hesitating. It was just being slow. It was coming back from that injury. But I think he might finally be healed. And as long as he can pass protect well, he has a chance to perhaps see some carries. I don't know what the Packers are going to do beyond that. Is Jonathan Franklin even ready to play in the regular season? Can they even have him active on game days yet? It is really tough to see what the Packers are going to do at the running position on their 53-man roster. You know, for a while, when DeJuan Harris seemed healthy there heading into the last preseason game, for a while, I thought that the Packers may cut both Alex Green and James Starks as long as they had a healthy Eddie Lacy, they had a healthy DeJuan Harris, they had Jonathan Franklin as well. I thought there was a chance they cut both of them. Well, now the door is open to at least one of them, and again, maybe both. I don't know. A lot could come down to the last preseason game against the Chiefs. How well Alex Green does, how well James Starks does. I think Jonathan Franklin is locked up for a roster spot. I'm not sure if he's locked up for regular season playing time, but I do think they will keep him on the roster. They don't want to cut him. They don't want to let him go. So really interesting running back situation. It'll be interesting to see what all happens there. So like I said, the Packers made a couple other roster decisions yesterday, and just to briefly go through them all, other players on injured reserve, Brian Bulaga we mentioned. They also put on IR wide receiver Kevin Dorsey and linebacker Jarvis Reed. Was a little bit of a surprise to then hear that the Packers have waived both those two rookies, Dorsey and Reed, especially Dorsey, waiving him injured once they come to an injury settlement with him. Because you thought, just, you know, being a seventh-round draft choice, they'd invested a little bit into him. You thought at least, well, maybe they'll keep him on injured reserve and see what he's got last year. At least he'll be around the team. He can take part in meetings. He can work in the weight room, all those kind of things. But no, the Packers are parting ways with Kevin Dorsey already. So a little bit of a surprise there. I guess they just saw a lot of other good young wide receivers on the roster. You know, Charles Johnson, the other seventh round draft choice. Tyrone Walker really making a push for things. Jeremy Ross being a receiver returner. Miles White, kind of another slot guy. I mean, all these guys looking good in a Packers uniform, and that may have made Dorsey expendable. The one player the Packers cut was kicker Zach Ramirez, and yesterday it was a case where Zach Ramirez had a very bad day kicking the football. They kind of did rapid fire two drills for the kickers with along with Mason Crosby, and yeah, so it looks like it is Mason Crosby's job to lose. If nothing else, they cut Zach Ramirez, so Mason Crosby will be, unless the Packers make a roster move today to bring Giorgio Tavecchio or another kicker in, and I don't think they will. But Mason Crosby will be the kicker for the preseason finale. He'll get all the work, it looks like. And Mason Crosby was apparently perfect yesterday. 14 of 14 on field goals, there's been a little bit of dispute on social media, some pictures and Vine videos coming out that showing maybe one of Mason Crosby's kicks wasn't perfect, but there is some sort of doubt. There's like that, you know, in the practice environment, the net is like right behind the goalposts, and it is kind of hard to tell, and it's not high definition video. So, but regardless if Mason Crosby didn't go out 14 out of 14 yesterday, he was awesome nonetheless. He was at least 13 out of 14, including a 64-yard field goal that he made yesterday. And by comparison, Zach Ramirez kicks only 6 of 16 field goals. It sounded like, according to the beat writers that were there, on a few he had some trouble with timing of the snap and the hold. And I suppose that could easily happen to a guy who's only in training camp for 3 days and just trying to really get caught up. And he mishit on a few others. And, well, I mean, regardless, he made 6 out of 16 field goals. The Packers just couldn't afford to invest any more time in Zach Ramirez. You know, a kid who makes 6 out of 16, well, the Packers are better off with Mason Crosby if that's the kind of performer he is. I mean, best of luck to Zach Ramirez, but and maybe it is just a case of everything happening a little bit too quick and his head probably spinning. I mean, he was in Green Bay for 3 days and he's thrown into this competition that's very heated and getting all sorts of media attention. I can imagine that was overwhelming for Zach Ramirez, no doubt about it. And maybe if he were to settle into things like he had a whole off season to prepare with the Packers like Tavecchio did, maybe things would be different. But regardless, Packers going with Crosby for now. You know, he is the man as it stands. The other roster moves the Packers made on Tuesday were the 4 pup list players. So they were already on the pup list. Now there's an active pup list and a reserve pup list. On the active pup list, you count against the 90-man roster in the off season. And now that they've been moved to the reserve pup list, they no longer count against the roster, but now they do officially have to sit out at least the first 6 weeks of the regular season. So these 4 players are first-round draft choice Derek Sherrod, former first-round draft choice, fellow offensive lineman J.C. Treader, safety Sean Richardson, and former second-round draft choice defensive lineman Jarrell Worthy. And what it sounds like is that Derek Sherrod may be, of any of these 4 players, may be ready to actually contribute once he comes off the pup list. Now, he's got 6 weeks, which is good. Hopefully in those 6-plus weeks' time, because they can't start practicing until after week 6. And from week 7 through 11, once they start practicing, they have to start practicing somewhere in that time period. Once they start practicing, there's a 21-day window that the Packers have to make a choice in. New pup list rules this year. After that 21 days, they either have to be added to the 53-man roster, which means the Packers would have to clear up a roster spot somehow. They would have to be placed on injured reserve or waived injured. And any one of those scenarios could happen with Derek Sherrod based upon, you know, how bad his injury is. But it sounds like he is ready to come back. I know General Manager Ted Thompson said, was it last week? He said that he anticipates Derek Sherrod will be able to contribute this season. So we are looking at him perhaps coming back. If I had to guess, I think Derek Sherrod will. I think he will eventually. I mean, that's just the way things are sounding, you know. Nobody's saying anything negative about Derek Sherrod's comeback from his injury, other than maybe it's just taking a long time. It's a slow process. But, I mean, it was a serious injury, obviously. It kind of sounds like he had a little bit of ankle issue there with that recent report by Bob McGinn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If you haven't read that yet, I highly suggest you do. To kind of he kind of talks about the complications that happened with Derek Sherrod by talking to his family. Go Google Bob McGinn, Derek Sherrod. I'm sure it'll be one of the first results you get on Google. Just wrote it in the past week or so, outlining the complications that Sherrod had. But it sounds like he will be back. As for the rest of them, I think JC Treader's done for the season. Yeah, he's on the PUP list, but that broken ankle he suffered during the offseason, I think the time frame is too short for him to be ready this season. I won't count him out yet, but I just think a broken ankle suffered in April. I just don't think he's going to be ready to contribute this year. Sean Richardson's kind of a wild card, the safety. He's got the neck issue, had spinal fusion surgery. Packers still determining whether or not it's safe for him to even play football. Who knows? Maybe with 6 more weeks, they'll be like, okay, he's cleared to play, and the Packers could use depth at the safety position, that's for sure. We'll see on him. You would assume it's at, on the PUP list with Richardson. It's either he's activated or he's cut. I don't think they'll put him on injured reserve for the rest of the season. It'll just be either he can play or he can't. So I don't think he'd spend on IR. And Jarrell Worthy, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. He seems to be very positive that he can play this season, but I just I don't know what Jarrell Worthy. In fact, somebody covering the Packers beat has to go get an update, I think, on Jarrell Worthy to see where he's at, see whether he'll be able to play this season. Of course, maybe they should wait a little bit. Maybe wait about 6 weeks when he's ready to come off the PUP list to see whether he'll be able to contribute. Even if he is, I don't know if there's really room for him on the defensive line, though. Packers' defensive line has done so well this training camp that I don't know how much room there is for Jarrell Worthy, but I don't know. I don't know if he's ready to come back or not. We will find out. So that's where things stand with the roster cuts right now, with where the Packers are at this point in training camp. Training camp now over, by the way. Yesterday was the last public practice open to the public for the all year. You can't see another practice until 2014 now. So I sorry if you missed it. Hopefully you got a chance to attend training camp ahead of time. But that's it for training camp. Today is the Welcome Back Luncheon, the annual 50th annual, by the way, Welcome Back Luncheon hosted by the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. This thing happens every year. It's just the whole team attends. People from who are members of the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. I do think they sell tickets open to the public to this as well. It's just a lunch at the Lambeau Field atrium where a Packers player sits with you at a table, so you get to talk to him in an intimate setting, and Mike McCarthy addresses the whole crowd. It's this thing they do every year, and that's happening today. So that's happening this afternoon. Then I believe this evening at some point, the Packers board a plane for Kansas City for the final preseason game. They'll be getting ready to board a plane and in preparation for Thursday's preseason finale against the Chiefs. So be a lot of, I think these young guys playing fighting for roster spots will get a lot of playing time tomorrow night. That'll be fun to watch. I don't expect the starters to play much, probably a little, but not much at all. But it'll be a good chance to see the young guys fighting for a roster spot get some opportunities, especially at quarterback position. Vince Young and BJ Coleman, those guys fighting for roster spots. So, like I said, folks, I've got to bug out early today, and I apologize. I have an appointment I have to get to. So Railbird Central just going to be a little bit short today, but we're going to be back on Friday morning as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. We'll be back on Friday morning to talk about the previous night's preseason finale against the Chiefs. We'll be taking a look at back at that and then trying to make our 53-man roster predictions. So that happens on Saturday. So Get ready for that. We'll be making our 53-man roster predictions on Friday. So we'll see you later, everyone, folks. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caribou. I leave you today with a song called Tinderbox by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.